You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is May 14th, and a beautiful day in LA, and I have a beautiful guest in the studio today. You can say hi to the audience.
Hi, everyone.
We have Anahit Etemadia in the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. We've known each other for a while. We haven't really been in touch, but yeah. We knew each other several years ago, and you were a co-host on one of our shows on the station.
That's right.
And you came to one of the parties and everything. Yeah. So then I saw that you were promoting some things on Facebook. And I thought, you know, let's invite her and find out what she's
doing. Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, let me just check, make sure. Okay, we are online. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to thank each other all day now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, right. I know. So what have you been up to?
Wow, a lot.
You know what? Let's start in the beginning, okay? You weren't born here, right? You were born overseas. Where were you born?
You want me to tease you?
Yeah. No, it's okay. Just tell us.
I born the best part of the world.
Oh, yeah?
Which has everything.
Right.
Just one thing, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I born in Tehran.
You were born in Tehran.
I'm from Iran.
Right.
I moved out like 25 years ago.
How old were you when you came here?
Don't ask that question. Oh.
Well, you didn't have to tell me how old you are now.
No.
Okay. But it was many years ago, right?
Yeah, many years ago. And I'm maybe thousands of years old.
Okay. And did you come out with your family or alone?
No. I'm a fashion designer, a couture designer, right?
Oh, okay.
And it was really, for me, hard to function based on the regulations there.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself, I cannot really function there. So I had to move out.
Right.
And I moved out by myself.
Oh, wow.
With tiny little money.
Uh-huh.
About $100.
That's it. What did your family think about it?
My family, I have an amazing, I had. I still have him. And my father was very, very strong man with a lot of the first mentor I had was my father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had a very strong relationship with him.
Uh-huh.
And I love him so much.
Yeah.
So I did not want to have, loser face. So I suffered and swallowed and burned the boat. I burned everything.
Really?
So
all
I said,
the bridges.
I'm not going to hold the bridges, everything. Right. Or the boat, everything.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm not going to go back with, failure face.
Right.
So I moved out, but I asked my dad, if you tell me no, I won't go. But he said, "No, you do what you think is correct."
He knew you'd have a good life in the United States.
No, I had a long journey.
Right.
It wasn't that easy.
Oh,
I had
okay.
a very, very,
really?
Very difficult path.
Oh, wow!
I had a lot of barriers, a lot of obstacles, like big, not one at a time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes few at a time. Like
really.
I was living in uncertainty for over 20 years.
20 years of uncertainty?
Yeah, 25 years, yes. But I never gave up.
Yeah.
I never gave up.
Wow.
And I really would love to give this, how I did that to some people so that they maybe inspire them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when I came out, I basically, let's go a little back. I was 12 year old. My dad is absolutely spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
My mentor, I love him. And he has such an influence on me. But he kind of guided me. But kind of maybe he knew what kind of person I am. Because the way he was treating me was different than my other two sisters. And I'm the youngest.
Yeah? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had so many fathers and mothers and... but I didn't listen to any of them. So, yeah, when I was 12, I don't know, maybe, I have no idea. Everyone is maybe different somehow, but I had this epiphany with me because I had a lot of talent. And I, you know, I was able to do paintings from young age. Really? Yeah. And they found me very talented, my dad especially. Right. So they kept telling me, you're so special. You're so special. I mean, I'm lucky to have those parents, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I felt, and then my dad said, you are talented, but you are responsible.
Yeah.
For this talent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like just God gave you this talent and then voila, that's it. You do whatever you want. You have to give back. You have to, you know, you're responsible for that.
Right.
To be what he actually, what God wanted you to be, right?
Yeah.
And that was the foundation of my movement, moving, journey, everything.
Really?
Exactly. Right. So when I came out, I had broken English, really broken English.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't understand me. I couldn't even talk to you, you know.
Yeah. That was hard, huh?
Extremely
you
hard.
You didn't have the language.
Extremely hard.
Yeah.
I lived in Dubai for 5 years.
Mm.
I was a couture designer, but I faced ton of problems there, ton.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy for me because I lost my visa. I lost my, because of the 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They closed down the business. I built the business from negative to positive, and they all of a sudden decided to close it. I was the partner.
Yeah.
I was partner. But anyways, that made my life upside down, and I did not want to go back, remember?
Yeah.
No, give up in my vocabulary, for sure.
Yeah.
So I did all my paperwork, everything to get a green card to Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was scared of U.S. I have to tell you, I had to deal with fear all my life. We all do, right?
Yeah.
And then I was invited to U.S. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just give you one little story, very short. When I was in Dubai, they told me you can go and become, you know, a refugee and ask for, you know, you change your religion or whatever and things like that. I didn't do that because I said, why should I do this? They should really want me in their country because I'm a very talented person. And they should invite me to come there. But 10 years after, they really did.
Really?
Yes. Holt International Business School wanted me to be in their class.
Oh, nice.
And, very, very helpful people, very nice people.
That and was the business school in Dubai?
No, in San Francisco.
Oh, in San Francisco.
Yes, San Francisco. Okay. So I came and I did my MBA.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Where did you do your bachelor's degree?
Okay, my bachelor was fashion design, right?
Okay.
And couture.
Okay.
And from as they call it Zahra University, but before was Farah School, Farah Pahlavi School, Farah Dibab, right?
And that's Dubai?
No, that's Tehran.
That's in Iran.
Tehran, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay,
yeah. And
so
it
how
was
long were
from
you in
short
Dubai?
Time.
How long were you in Dubai?
You're calculating.
No, I'm not calculating anything.
I'm just kidding.
I just wanted to know. You
I was there like 5 years. Then I was there in Canada like about 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm here also, the rest.
How did you get to Canada?
So because of my bachelor and then because of the art I had, I applied for, and that has another story of barrier. Everything has big barriers. They said you cannot go anymore because of 9/11. They changed all the regulations.
Really?
And I said, but there could be a way. It's a lot of barriers. If I want to tell you, the visa I wanted to get for Dubai, everybody said, just have your fun and go back. There is no way that 20-year-old girl, 20-ish, can, you know, get visa, a work visa here.
Right.
You have two months, mm-hmm. go play, have fun, and then go back home. I said, oh, okay, thank you. But how can I get the visa? They was like, we just told you, there is no way. And I would say, oh, okay, but there could be a way. They was, oh, you're yeah. crazy. I swear, they would say, you're crazy. And Persian people would say, oh, you have qurma sabzi in your head. You know what is qurma sabzi?
No, I don't.
One of our famous cuisine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then after 2 months passed and I had to renew my visa for one more month, I did that. Now is 1 week left.
Mm-hmm.
So my visa finishes and I'm sitting yeah. in an apartment. It's a long story. I ate sausage for 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Only sausage.
Yeah. Well, but I love sausage, but I guess if you eat it every day.
I don't. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Breakfast, wow. lunch, dinner. And because, and in, you're in a place that they open the, you know, Rolls Royce and they say, welcome, you know, mm. come in and shake. Wants to just take you for dinner and don't touch you, just dinner and give you a Cartier. I'm like, oh, I get that Cartier and put it to toilet.
Right.
And flash. Why? Because you're buying, you want to buy my soul?
Mm.
That's not for sale.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have way bigger.
Right.
And I know I'm going to succeed.
Who offered you this? Who offered you the Rolls Royce and the Cartier?
It's rich people and they are looking for girls, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I looked so ugly, so I had so many. That's why I had a lot of, yeah, proposal for marriage.
Really?
And I'm like, oh my God, no way. Thank you so much. Yeah. Very different mentalities. I'm like, no, thank you very much. You know?
Right.
So long story short, the visa there, 1 week left, and I'm faxing my resume like a madman. And all of a sudden, I think it was 6 o'clock afternoon or something, calls comes and I'm like, yes, it's me, da da da. Oh, we got your resume. Madame says we come to, I was in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Sharjah. Another city.
Yeah.
You know, another city. Like, let's say Orange County, right?
Okay.
Oh, Madame says, come for interview now. I'm like, oh, excuse me. And I have a little money.
Mm-hmm.
Either I have to pay for taxi
mm-hmm.
or I have zero, nothing.
Right.
So I said, can I come tomorrow morning so I can use bus? Mm-hmm. They said, okay, let me ask. Some Arabic, and then he said, "No, Madame says either you come now or don't come."
Really?
I swear. Oh yeah.
Jeez.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I said, "Well, no." My intuition said, "Go," and I said, "No. I'll come. I come now."
Right.
I just spent all the money, went there,
right?
And there were there were this lady with two daughters, very beautiful people. Really nice people. And wherever they are, I hope they see. So very important people.
Right.
Very important people.
Uh-huh.
So they said, come from tomorrow to work. I said, but I don't have visa for work. They said, come for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And I actually had the family name researched. You know, I do my homeworks.
Yeah.
So somebody said, go.
Really?
I went there, the guy came and took my passport,
mm-hmm.
and after 20 days, he came back with
a visa.
Work visa,
really?
Bam,
wow.
on my table. And I called all those people,
uh-huh.
all those people that uh-huh. I have some of them on my Facebook,
yeah.
telling me, you are crazy.
Yeah.
There is no visa for a girl with 20-year-old.
Yeah.
You can't get a visa for work. Just
right.
go back. You're wasting your time. You're making yourself crazy. Just go back.
Yeah.
So I did not.
But they could get things done. They knew people.
Oh, yeah. Very. You know, there is if you're a sheikh or you're a sheikha or you know what, you know. And then I started to work for all the sheikhs that day. I was doing couture design for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I applied for Canada myself. And then 9/11 happened, and there was a big barrier that they said, oh, we need more points. They call it points, that mm-hmm. you have to have certain points to get skill worker
yeah.
status.
Okay.
And I didn't have it.
How do you get the points?
I'll tell you now.
Okay.
I said, well, I am here for a purpose, mm-hmm. and I'm sure God is going to open the door for me, mm-hmm. right? And I was like every night meditating and keeping my energy correct. And then one day I had an attorney that I was contacting him, and he said, well, you can't get that. You cannot have it because right. you don't have enough points.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone in Canada? No. Do you have any family there? No. Do you have any relative there? No. Do you have a job offer? No. So you can't get it. You have the bachelor degree and some experience.
Right.
So all of a sudden, after I think a year or something, mm-hmm. He called and he said, since you have been so persisting, you know,
yeah.
and calling all the time, I remembered right. you, the law changed.
Really?
Go check, listen yeah. to this, go check if you have applied, you know, mm-hmm. between 2 weeks or some 20 days or between 2 weeks within, I don't know what, September, before September to what September, something like that. I don't know why they did that because right. I said, oh, I'm just kidding. But they said, if you have applied from, let's say, the 1st of September, I'm just making it up, to 16, right? Then you are included the previous law. Then I would be, passing. I would need interview then.
I see. Okay.
So I checked, and which one was mine? The last day.
The last day?
The last day. Right. And everything in my life is the last minute.
Really?
Last minute. Last minute, baby.
Well, that's
so
the way it is for
I got
you.
My
that's
green card, and that's another story how I got it.
Uh-huh.
But, I got it to Canada. And,
right.
Yeah.
How did you learn the language? I mean, you came here. Did you know any English when you came here?
When I went to Dubai, mm-hmm. if you have a good English, when you go to Dubai, your English will suffer.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
Really?
Because at that time, I don't know now, but it's been a very long time. But no, their English is not that strong. So.
Right.
But when I came to Canada, I said, I want to study. So I got my project management postgraduate.
I see.
So my bachelor is Farsi.
Uh-huh.
I am jumping to postgraduate
right.
in English.
Wow.
And it's project management language. Mm-hmm. It's totally different world. If I talk project management language to someone who's born here, mm-hmm. American, they won't understand.
Even they won't understand.
They won't understand.
Right.
So I was that fashion designer, you know,
yeah.
going a bit scared, nice. I'm between 40 engineers, and maybe some of them on my Facebook. So they were like, oh, my God, what this girl fashion designer wants between us engineers. And they have a ring in their little finger, right?
Finger, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, these people, they don't know who I am, right?
Right.
I mean, it was exactly like the Legally Blonde, and I had blonde hair at that time, believe me. And I was not watching any movie, nothing. And I said, I'll show you who I am. If I swear to God, I said, if I don't show you, I'm not the daughter of my grand parents. Very great people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all authors and very, very
really?
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I said, I'm not the girl. Uh-huh. Fam, I'll show you. And
right.
I became the top student in the class, paddle all those engineers, and was competing with the top student in the class, which was graduate pharmaceutical from U of T.
Yeah.
Just think about Farsi, yeah. English, and I'm competing. So
right.
that's how I got my project management degree. And then I got right after my PMP,
mm-hmm.
Project Management Professionals from PMI Institute, like Project Management Institute. I got my certification designation. It was very difficult at that time.
Sure.
Maybe now there are so many, but at that time was a big deal, huge deal.
Right.
And I got that, and everyone, well, my professors, everyone were like so proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this diversity that I had, I lived in Dubai, in Canada, different degrees, so Holt International Business School. I went for a research only to find out what is, you know, going on. Should I get my MBA or not?
Right.
They said you have to bring your resume. Without your resume, we don't let you in.
Right.
So it was a fair.
And what
MBA
was your resume like? Did you already have good things to show?
Yeah, I just had the project management, PMP, and Bachelor of Fashion,
okay.
and my experience. And I just gave the one. I took only one resume. And if we go back to 10 years ago or some more years ago, I said, what in Dubai?
Mm-hmm.
I said, they have to invite me. You know, I'm not going to put my nation, my Persian, my talent that God gave me down and say, oh, a lie, or I'm changing my religion. You know, I'm not going to do this kind of thing at all. Yeah, they have to wish I'd be there, right?
Right.
So I had only one resume. I went to the receptionist and I said, information desk, and I said, well, I'm here to do research,
mm-hmm.
and schools from all over the world, England, France, okay?
Right.
They were from other countries too, I don't know. And I said, I'm a fashion designer, okay? And there is no fashion in England, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is no fashion in France, right?
Right.
She said, she you passed all of them.
Yeah.
Because she had to. Because she had this from the universe that, hey, she goes to that school in the very corner out there, and that's the United States, right?
Okay, right.
So to go ask that lady there in that corner, I had only one resume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she could send me to London, you know, everywhere. So, and I just gave my resume and I came back.
Mm-hmm.
I did not apply. So then they called me and they said, we want you in our class.
That's very nice. So that's good. So you impressed people with what you have done so far.
Yeah, I never had, I never deviated from what I'm here for. So we are all energy, right? And what we put, what we allow in our system, what I call system is our body and our soul.
Okay.
Our energy, right? It's all energy.
Right.
I talk, the wording, the food, everything is energy.
Right.
If you put on inside your body sugar, carbohydrate, then those are having different energy for you, different effect.
Right.
So feeding your, you know, bad bacterias, they give you bad thoughts. These are science. I'm not making it up for, you know.
Right.
So whatever you do affects your energy, and since we're all energy, you know. So I realized after so many years, making so many mistakes, wasting a lot of time, I realized if you align your energy with the universe that you are supposed to be, the person that you're supposed to be when you leave this body to another form, shape, or, you know, space, time, whatever it is, right?
Right.
Because energy doesn't die, right?
Right.
I don't know whoever can say there's no God.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not religious, but I certainly believe in a creator.
Right.
So that energy that you are, you know, you're going out, you know, it's you're supposed to be your best, and you can be anything you want from the quantum field, right? You can select, right? So what I would say, we are habit machine, and unfortunately they don't teach us the schools like you're a habit machine. Your parents, they set the foundations,
right?
And some parents, I mean, most of the parents, all of them, I had wrong things too, okay?
Yeah.
my mom didn't want me.
Really?
Yeah, I am unwanted. Why? Because she was smart.
Mm.
How many kids? Five? That's a lot. When she had three, she said, I'm done. Yeah. The fourth one comes and she said, no, I don't want this. I'm going to get
no
it
more.
Good. Yeah. And they convinced her to have it. So then, for me, never, right?
Right.
So basically, if you can understand that you are a habitual machine.
Right.
And understand that everything from a movie, from a sound, from a song, from everything, it influences you either positively
right.
or negatively.
Yeah.
You know, the message is giving you, all is working. And one thing I have to say here, that the thoughts that we have, it's not really our thoughts.
Mm.
It is actually the whole world that's affecting us. It's like
you're pretty spiritual, right?
Yeah,
you believe in these things and the energies and all that.
Yes,
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So when we were sleeping, we see dreams without our control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly when we're awake, we're not really awake.
Yeah.
You know what
you
I mean?
You think we live it in a dream, like in the Matrix?
If we wake up,
right.
we have to celebrate every second this magical world that we are in.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. It's so magical. I get goosebumps every single time.
Really?
Think about it. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're not awake. So if we are somehow semi, maybe 10% awake or something, maybe not. And that awakening thing you think you are, but you have other thoughts coming.
Right.
You got to know that those thoughts are not really your thoughts.
Really?
Yes.
So whose thoughts are those?
It's basically, see, as I said, brain is a machine that is habitual, right? Whatever you give a lot and dominates your brain, that gives you back automatically,
really?
Right? Automatically.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of training. It's a lot of techniques. There are a lot of practices that you need to do in order to build that personality that if a thought comes and it's not yours, it's, oh, okay, that was cute. You know what I mean? Or, no, that's not me. Oh, I know what I need now and focus on what is really matter.
Right.
It's really important, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So. Very nice.
Sorry,
but well, so you're a very tenacious woman. You're very stubborn. You're strong. You're ambitious. You don't let anything stand in your way.
No, it's not stubborn.
Right.
Stubborn has a different definition,
well, that's
right?
What I'm saying, tenacious. It's
yeah,
like,
I don't give
up.
No, I don't give up on good things.
Right.
But if it is a bad, because I definitely pivot right away for anything I see. Oh my God, that's for sure. I will change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I understand that. I'm just saying that. You're very ambitious, and you don't let anything get
why
in your
am
way.
I? Because
if
I
you
know
want something, you
exactly
get it, right?
Why. Because we're not gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever that was a big lie, huge lie that we're gonna die. We're not gonna die.
What do you think we do?
Well, we just are evolving from this form, shape, body, this world with this space, time, reality, what you are in now, to another, because energy doesn't die, right?
Right.
We just come out, go to something else. If anyone says, oh, I really know exactly how it is, I don't know. Maybe, they have some epiphany or flash, because it comes when you meditate, you will see things that other people can't see.
Yeah, but nobody really knows. I mean, death is an unknown,
Yeah, that is unknown, but we know what we know, exactly.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is exactly.
So you believe
based
that's
on,
the way
yeah,
it
based
is.
On science,
right.
Energy doesn't die, right?
Right, exactly.
So where it goes, what happens to it next, I would say, now I add.
Okay.
And I didn't hear anywhere or anything, it's first time.
That's your
opinion. I said it in my book as well with, I think I said it with Jack Canfield.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe in vibrations mm-hmm. and the same frequencies attract each other, right? And okay. it's the law of attraction, right?
Okay.
So then we can say that after we come out of this form, we also vibrate
right.
in a certain frequency.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Why not frequency the best?
Mm-hmm.
Because then we're going to attract the best.
That's true.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to be at your best
yes.
in this world.
Yes, exactly.
So
what I am supposed to be.
Right.
So if I'm a designer, right? Any designer, mm-hmm. you know, says, unless the design is abstract, messy, you know, one, so that's also a purpose. So you have a purpose of when you're designing something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right, exactly.
I want to be what I was supposed to accomplish.
Right.
And for me, the best thing in fulfilling me is giving back
mm-hmm.
and changing people's life. And I have done that, and I didn't know it myself. Like,
yeah.
after so many years, so-and-so comes, like, my God, you said something, and it changed my path, my life.
I'm really? Like, very nice.
I'm, like, shocked. I'm, like, really?
Yeah.
And I don't know even what I said. So.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if you... people like spirituality. They like to think about these things,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you give them something to think about, they like it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good. So you went to school in San Francisco, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay. What school did you go to?
It was Holt International Business School, and I came and I did some life practices.
Okay.
And, you know, life takes you somewhere.
Right.
That even if you don't want to be there, but you have, there is a lesson for that to learn.
Right.
And you know some of it. So, we came out and now I am, I have started my, business.
Mm-hmm.
2022, I started an undergarment for men.
Really? During the pandemic, you started the
yes,
business?
Yes. Pandemic didn't affect me.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, when you build a lot,
right.
I love my own company because we have a lot of fun together, me and my... yeah, because I learn a lot.
Right.
I just constantly listen to books and learn,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have time, you know, to think negative or something.
Right.
But anyways, we started... this undergarment
mm-hmm.
for men because I'm a couture designer.
Mm-hmm.
I realized I did a lot of research and there are a lot of problems men have with their undergarments
mm.
and it's not comfortable right up, you know, so many problems.
How did you know that? I mean, you're not a man.
I had so many people told me.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they tell you about their underwear.
Yes, girls and boys.
Right.
Not just boys. And
okay.
I'm going to go for girls too.
Okay.
A lot of people told me, you know, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. no one could work on it. And I'm a couture right. designer. So I actually came
but
up
I need to know what kind of problems people had with their undergarments. I mean, no, really. I mean, you came
people
out
know
with
themselves.
Whole, but you came out with a whole line. You have to tell people what it does.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm telling you right
okay.
now. So what makes us different is you will have your own exact size, custom size. Ours are the unique part of it is that. And we are going to have a huge announcement later. I'm not going to talk about it now. We
okay.
talked about it before. That's
uh-huh.
going to be next time.
Okay.
Yeah, but... for now,
mm-hmm.
people, they can go to our website and enter their measurement. And if we have their measurement, we will send it to them. Number one is so custom sized, unique sizes based on your body, not somebody else's body. It's imagine like, you know, woman, how many bra size there is.
Right. A lot. Right.
Hundreds of hundreds.
Right.
And how many men underwear sizes? Maybe eight.
No?
Yeah.
Small, medium,
extra
large.
small, medium, large, and extra large, and extra
yeah,
large.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
when
absolutely
I go to the store,
ridiculous.
There's small, medium, and large.
And everybody is different.
Right.
Not everyone's same.
Right.
So we are changing it. We're changing
okay.
the industry. So
okay.
we have custom size for you. Not
so,
for your cousin, not for
right.
your neighbor.
I understand. So how do I measure myself?
We have a video. We show the measurement, how it should. You have to measure yourself. And the first one is free. Your first underwear is free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But you have to order the second one. But right. The first one comes open and like free. But the other one is closed. If you don't like it, you don't want it, you will right. send
you it. Just send it back.
Yeah, you will send the one that is not, you didn't open because right. of the hygienic factors.
Right.
And then it's sustainable, mm-hmm. bamboo, butter soft.
Really?
Very, very soft. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic quality. It's premium quality, right? Mm. Then I just want to mention something way bigger we have behind the undergarment is our community and our mission, which is supporting kids mm. and human trafficking. I've never been trafficked.
Right.
I've never had that experience, but I actually have this ability to feel somebody else, and it really hurt me.
Right.
And shredded my heart really deeply.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to help that cause. Mm-hmm. So 10% of your purchase goes to human trafficking. And then we're going to add for women.
Right.
Yeah. And I just want to mention this also. It's drop sales. If you have your size, you better get it now because we might not have it later.
I see. Okay. So custom size means what? Like if I measure it, do you already have that size or do you have to make it especially for you?
We have certain collections right now.
Okay.
But we want to. We have to check to see if you have your size or not.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but eventually
sizes,
we will have everyone's size.
So these are sizes like between small, medium, and large,
it,
right?
It is very different.
Right.
I cannot really explain, but a man knows.
Okay. Depends on your tool.
I think you don't have any problems.
It depends on the size.
You
of
don't
your
have
tool.
Problems, right?
Yeah.
You don't have any problems.
Yeah,
the one that they have problem, they don't have. They're skinny. You know, this they are not skinny.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, bigger hip,
okay.
bigger legs,
right.
because they were like whoever plays football, soccer, you know, running a lot, cycling, you know, hiking, big legs. When muscles move, you know, because I'm a couture designer, I knew how the muscles react and
right.
how should I solve the problem,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
So the muscles moves and the fabric
stretches.
No, fabric moves too.
Okay.
Right? And
right.
then it comes up and goes up.
I see. Okay.
And then gotcha. They cause a lot of problem for men, reproduction problems, you know, even scientifically, like
really?
They have a lot of problem for that. And I'm just here to help
right.
so that we can help those kids.
Yeah.
So that
so these are like for briefs, not boxers,
no,
right?
No, it's boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs.
I see. Gotcha. Yeah. Not the brief briefs?
No. No.
Okay. Why
no.
not?
Those don't ride up much.
They don't?
They don't ride much, yeah.
I see.
Boxer briefs ride. You imagine the legs when they move.
Right.
The legs move, right?
Right.
So... That's why the fabric moves. But when there is no fabric, nothing moves.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good idea. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's an amazing
you're
idea.
You're probably going to have a large market for that.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. Are you doing it yourself? Do you have other people
who
are working with you?
No, I have so many contractors and we're working hard. Our website is The Real Men City, not fake ones.
Okay.
Real men, not man, men.
Right. The Real Men City.
TheRealMenCity.com.
Okay.
And please follow us on Instagram and help us, you know, to grow Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're going to have probably very soon, we're going to have a drop sale. We had a drop sale finished. So go there, register, like make an account. And enter your measurements.
So people can already order this. This is already.
They can go
it
there.
It exists already.
Exactly, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they can go there and write, I mean, have their measurement there. And if we have their size, we send it to them.
Right, yeah. Okay. But now, so there's one size, but But the size changes if you're, you know what I'm saying?
There are different sizes.
No, but there's what not I'm saying one is, size. No, but one. What I'm saying, for one person, it changes, you know? I mean, you get aroused and everything. You need more space there, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. So we try to help them.
Accommodate.
We try to, accommodate and solve the problems.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had tests there. You know, uh-huh. people test the product.
The product.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And whoever has the exact size mm-hmm. of, the exact size, they're just so happy.
Right.
Amazingly happy. And I was shocked. Oh, my God, that's wonderful. So right. I can go and talk about it.
Yeah. And if you see that people like it, you know it's going to succeed.
Yes. And we have a bigger one. It's coming up later, not now.
Bigger what?
Bigger program, bigger plan.
I see.
And it's coming soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we
will announce. We don't want to announce it now.
Yeah. Tell me something. I saw something on Facebook where you won something, like an award or something.
That was Who's Who you're talking about?
I think so. Yeah.
Or you're talking about my books I wrote with Brian Tracy.
No, so, something more recent, no?
That was Who's Who, Marcus Who's Who
okay.
contacted me, and that organization exists from 125 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
It's called Who's Who?
Who's Who, Marcus mm-hmm. Who's Who, and they have all the big people. I'm mm-hmm. very, very small, but next to them, it feels good.
Yeah, it's
like
a big
Elon
honor.
Musk in there, you know, Trump is there, you know, you name it. Big Abraham Lincoln.
So, how did they find out about you?
I think they are aware of so many things on LinkedIn, and they invite people.
I see.
It's not like you contact them.
You can't apply
or you
for
pay.
It. Right.
It's not with money.
Right.
And
so you must have inspired them, huh?
I don't know how they did find me. Because I think because I'm a best-selling author.
Oh, yeah? So tell us about that.
Yeah, I also, when I had my 2019 divorce finalized, mm-hmm. and I had my beautiful dad. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
He passed away?
Passed away.
Right.
The same year.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
divorcing. My dad is passing away.
Yeah.
And
a tough year.
Yeah. One of those that will make you stronger. Yeah. Right?
Right.
And you have to practice more, right?
Right.
So after about a month, I had a great friend.
Uh-huh.
Again, like, I had some work. We have done before, but
right.
they invited me if you would like to write the book with Brian Tracy.
Uh-huh.
And
wow.
it was such a pleasure, such an honor.
Yeah.
Such an honor. It was amazing. And
Brian
I did
Tracy
that.
Is a motivational
Brian Tracy is a
speaker.
Global known, basically training IBM
right.
for sales.
Right.
You know? And then I did another
he's
one.
He's written many books too, right?
Oh my God, a million times a New York bestseller. I don't know how many times, 80 times, God knows. You know, the most famous book of, he has so many, is Eat That Frog. And it's globally known.
Yeah.
And then I had the next year the privilege, and I was so honored writing book with Jack Canfield.
Really?
Yeah,
and
the
how
secret.
Did that happen?
The same way, you know, the same way, because basically, when you get involved, then you're receiving more, right?
Right.
So that was amazing. I love Jack. I love Brian too. I mean, mm-hmm. so much learning from them.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Beyond amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, beyond amazing how much you learn, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. And twice.
So you wrote.
Twice I got.
So you helped them write the book.
I think they helped me more.
They helped you more, okay.
Because they don't need to be helped, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been amazing for me.
So it's your book,
right?
Not their
book.
No,
it's a few co-author.
Mm-hmm.
We were few co-author together, wrote, each of us, we wrote a chapter.
I see, okay. What's the book called?
The first one is Leverage. with Brian Tracy. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Turning Point.
Uh-huh.
Turning Point with Jack Canfield.
Oh, wow.
Very good books.
Yeah.
Very good books.
Yeah. Yeah, people should go out and get them, right?
Yes. They can go to Amazon and get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm curious to see what
you wrote. They also can go to my website, anahitichimadi.com, and I have free PDF version of the book.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They can go and get it.
So people can go get it.
Your audience, absolutely. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm curious to see what you wrote, you know?
Yes.
What did you write about?
Yeah, it's about mostly like spiritual matters and also happiness. For me is, you know, I want to bring that, you know, being happy in peace is the most important thing people are looking for.
Right.
I have seen so many billionaires or millionaires that are very miserable.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not the money.
It's not the money, but money helps whatever you are.
Yes.
Money helps make you stronger on what you are already.
Okay, I see.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have a philosophy behind in how to be happy and how to keep your state of mind in a way that you can solve any problem in front of you. Remember, I was in uncertainty for 20 years, some more years, 25 years almost. Still, I'm in uncertainty.
Yeah. Well, that's how life
still,
is.
I'm in big challenges.
We don't know what's going to happen in the future, you know?
Yeah, so no. I was in the uncertainty of not knowing if I'm going to be homeless.
Right.
You know? That's
scary.
Yeah. I have been in that kind of uncertainty. I have been in many years of visa, work, and, you know, status of immigration status, uncertainty. When you come out of your country to another country, you know, you have a different life. It's not your home.
Yeah.
It's not your family there or your relatives. And I never had any friends or family or relatives before I come to the next country.
Right.
So it's pretty hard for a little girl.
It is.
I'm a little girl,
yes,
you know?
You're still
I'm a little girl.
Yeah.
And I keep my little girl happy.
Yeah. We all stay a child inside, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to take care of her.
I just turned 64 years old. I still feel like I'm 20, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like in your mind, you stay young, you know?
Yeah. It's only the body that ages.
Yeah, this
is the body is expiring, you know?
Right.
Everything expires.
Yes.
So for me, there are a lot of motivationals, a lot of guidance of how to stay happy.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I give you one very short,
okay.
Like how I stay happy is what exactly you said, right? For me, whatever you think of is, they have a deadline,
mm-hmm.
right? Relationship, parents.
Mm-hmm.
Money, house, car, ice cream, mm-hmm. right? It's temporary pleasure, right?
It's
temporary enjoyment.
Right.
I don't call them joy and not really even happiness.
Right.
So you got a new car, you got a new toy, you got a new thing, you know, clothing, whatever it is. And you are happy for a little bit, for some time, and then done, right?
Right.
And now you're empty again.
Right.
Yeah. So, but how to keep yourself happy mm-hmm. while you don't have that, what you want.
Right.
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 That's a big deal. Huge.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So for me is to that principle, mm-hmm. that foundation that your soul mm-hmm. has to accomplish.
Okay.
And fulfill
right.
and go. Right?
Okay.
And
that's where your happiness lies.
Exactly, because I have a purpose.
Right.
I'm trying to go towards that I can deliver and make someone else inspired and make the whole world happy. And just as I said, if you wake up more than this little, if you think we'll wake up, then you will realize that we are already in heaven.
Mm.
You know,
that's true.
But some
Depends. You know, the way the world is today, I would argue about that.
Yeah, but you can.
But in your own life,
still,
you
exactly,
can be.
You can be inside.
Right.
In heaven.
In heaven.
And there joyful.
That's
good. All the time, you know. Well, anytime that's good, you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good place to wrap up because we
yes.
are out of time.
Okay.
And he tell people how they can find you on social media if they want to contact you.
Yeah.
Go
it's Anahit Itimadi, Instagram, and anahititimadi.com, and The Real Men City. Please
The Real
follow.
Men City, yeah.
The Real
Go ahead, get your underwear
City.
Custom sized.
Yes.
And you'll feel free.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anahit, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of
I
course.
Really appreciate it.
You're a very
it.
Interesting person.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best in the world. You're very ambitious.
Thank you.
I know
God
you're going to
you.
Continue to succeed. So,
thank you, thank you.
All
Thanks,
right.
everyone, for
Thanks
watching.
Thanks, everyone, for watching.
I appreciate
See you.
You
next time.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.